the first time I went was with two friends, and that first experience was a very kind of relating very personally to seeing the Kaaba Sharif for the first time. And this time when I went, and I was asking my mother and sister to keep their gaze down, and I will hold your hands and I will take you to a point where you can lift your head and see the Kaaba in its full glory. And for me, going in the Hajj, much of that first time walking into the Haram Sharif, the beauty was, especially for my mother, because she's always been practicing, and from coming to the UK, getting married, having the children, having a difficult time, it's the first time that she has gone abroad after something like 40 years, and I knew it to be very special for her. And when they raised their gaze and they saw and they started to make the dua, and my mother's passion came out in that her dua, she was speaking out aloud.
Yeah.
And people started listening to her, even though she was singing in Punjabi, they didn't know most what this is. But so alhamdulillah, mashallah, was like, as well as seeing it myself again, coming with the intention of Hajj, was mashallah lovely as well. Mother was making dua of shukr, and mothers kind of always had this fixed dua of praying for her children, because that's mother's background is that she came to the country, got married, she had 8 children, 5 sons and 3 daughters, and she got divorced at a time when Pakistani women didn't divorce their husbands in the UK. So she brought up her children on her own, being an illiterate lady. So her duas were still with that dedication for her children. And that was what was coming out from mother, asking forgiveness from Allah. On one of the days, not the... we were making dua around the Kaaba Sharif. And because we went on this 5-week trip, we went fairly early, so it wasn't still as busy as it became when we realized how busy it became. And we made intention on this particular day that we'll attempt to go closer and kiss the Hajjah. And so we made a special supplication with this intention, and we asked for support from Prophet and from our Sheikh that make this easy for us. And I held my mother and my sister, and we started to just slowly walk towards the Hajjah Aswad. And it became, all of a sudden we were kind of embroiled in this big group of people, and we lost control of our direction. We couldn't, because I didn't want to push and shove, because I had mum and sister with me. And I remember this man pushed into my sister, and it made her scream, yell, like, whoa, like, kind of like, watch out. And there's the guard who stands by the door, the Kaaba Sharif, saw this, and he kind of had a stick, and he made people move out of the way. And mashallah, we got an opening to go, and so mother went, kissed it, and my sister went, kissed it, and I kissed it, and then we just moved. For me, mashallah, it was... it's part of the history of how Hazrat Adam Islam commanded the building of the Kaaba Sharif itself, but also the awareness of, as well as the physical beings, the people making this tawaf and making the Hajj were there, also the spiritual beings who are there, the angels, and I was keeping that focus and walking amongst on the steps of prophets who have been on this surface before us, and all the holy people have been there, and all the spirituality that's there, and what a blessing it is to be amongst all of this kind of ocean and be going around the Kaaba Sharif at that time as well.